name is Matthew Dawkins, and I am here with my co-host, Dixie Cochran.
Hello.
But not Eddie Webb. We don't know where he is. He appears to have been snatched into the ether, disappeared somewhere. He's obviously occupied with other things like writing role-playing games about dogs and cats and other mammals. But we're here for a little bit of a self-indulgence to talk about the relative success of our Pathcast in the brief time that it's been running. What kind of response have you been getting, Dixie?
I've been seeing comments on Podbean and on Facebook, and people seem to really enjoy hearing, you know, kind of behind the curtain of how we make books. I've heard that you interrupt too much, and that's a problem. Mm. And now that I've said that, you're just going to sit there and be quiet and make me carry this whole thing by myself. I know how you are.
Yep.
But yeah, overall, it's been really great. I did not expect, you know, over 1,000 downloads on the first episode so quickly, especially. We've definitely got people subscribing now that we're on iTunes and Google Play. It's great.
Yeah, we should be up on YouTube. Should be up on YouTube soon, sooner rather than later. To be honest, the only thing delaying that right now, we want some kind of art to accompany it, something that moves a little to engage the eye. If you're the kind of person that likes to sit at a laptop and listen to a podcast on YouTube, plenty of people do. I listen to some on there where I just can't be bothered to go on Podbean and subscribe. We're also talking about cutting out some, I guess, a highlight reel and uploading that separately, probably to my personal channel. That's the Gentleman Gamer on YouTube. So we'll be cross-posting in a couple of places, just to bring some more ears to the podcast.
By highlight reel, you mean like if we're talking about a specific subject and people just want to hear that chunk, right?
No, I mean about me talking, because it's my channel.
Right.
So
right, just all the parts where you're talking.
Yeah, I think we can cut out all the bits where people ask me questions, so it is just me spontaneously saying, "Yes, Eddie, you're probably right," and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I am a magnificent specimen. The feedback I've been getting on the podcast has been incredibly positive. Yes, people do say I've been interrupting a lot, and that will be remarked upon again, I'm sure, every time now that it comes up, but it will not become a recurring joke. I'm not a joke. But I've been getting people saying that they're enjoying listening to this on the way to work. They're enjoying getting an insight into the behind the scenes of Onyx Path and behind the scenes of how the books are made, the creators behind some of our games. And that's really what we were after. We wanted to engage the audience a little in this era where companies directly address their audiences, their buyers, their readers and whatnot. This definitely seems to have been a successful way of doing it so far. I'm sure it will only grow in success.
No, totally. Yeah, I think it's really great. I talked to my mom about it last night, so she's going to be subscribing too, which is exciting. You know, it's nice when your mom cares about your work.
Yeah, it's true.
But yeah, no, I love having the chance to talk directly to fans and maybe new people that don't know what we do. Yeah, there's all kinds of great things. Every time that we put up an episode, I've seen really good responses to it. And we've only, you know, put out a few so far. So yeah. Hmm.
Well, you know, it's about all we can do to get them out once every other.
Hey.
Who's this intruder?
Is this thing work? Is this on?
Oh Jesus!
A wild Rich Thomas is
Matthew, how you kids doing?
Hi, Rich. I didn't know you were here.
Yeah, this is almost staged in its dramatic appearance. Whoa.
Well, you know, that's how we live our lives. It's bigger than life. And speaking of bigger than life, this podcast, it's amazing. It's an Onyx Pathcast that we couldn't have believed was going to be as successful as it has been. So many people have been talking to us and writing, and it's just been fantastic. And I got to tell you, we need more of it. Do it more. Eddie would agree if he was here, but of course he's not because, he and I were having a conversation.
Yeah.
So you're, he's in my closet right now.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fairly normal. So you're speaking on behalf of Eddie here, and but Rich,
Eddie is totally behind this plan. He's begging for it to go weekly, and I think we should listen to him.
Well, obviously that's a fine command from Generalissimo Thomas. But But Rich, where are we going to find the time? Where are we going to find the money? Are you going to give us pay rises? Here, recorded live.
Isn't the applause and the acclaim really what you're looking for? I mean... Dross, we're in this for the art. Come on.
Meanwhile, in the text box, whilst he's telling us it's about the art, he's saying, you're going to do this weekly, or we will fear and feel the repercussions come Gen Con. I wonder how short this contract of mine with Onyx Path will be if I decline.
It's a lifetime contract, baby, because you're platinum.
Gotta have more cowbell. I
like your moxie, kid.
Yeah, you got spunk. You got spunk, and you got balls. I guess. How can we say no? What do you think, Dixie? Can we turn this wonderful offer down?
I mean, frankly, I'm a little concerned about Eddie, so I think we should probably
The people want this. This is important for our audience, our friends out there in the community. They're all clamoring for this.
Will we get Eddie back if we say yes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, in that case, I'm not sure.
I mean, a little worse for wear.
Well, I guess based on those terms, we kind of have to say yes. Oh.
All right, then. We'll see you soon. Or hear you soon, I guess.
All right. You heard it here first, folks. The Onyx Pathcast is now weekly.
Yeah. If you missed the point of this incredibly, of course, unexpected interruption, we are changing our scheduling from fortnightly to weekly. The success of the Pathcast has been such that we want to put content out more. We hope you'll enjoy listening to it more. And don't be like those listeners who think, well, now there's too much for me to listen to. That's fine. You don't need to listen to it immediately. You can listen to it in chunks. You can listen to it in segments. You can listen to it whenever you like. On the John, on the plane, on your run, or on all three. It doesn't really matter. So we hope you will enjoy listening to a weekly Onyx Pathcast as of the time of this recording. And for the time being, I suppose we should sign off. Should we do the normal sign off, Dixie? Is it worth it after only about 8 minutes?
Works for me. Might as well, stay in format as much as possible.
Well, in that case, you can find Eddie Fate online under Eddie Webb online under the name of Eddie Fate if he's released by Rich in due time. If you suddenly see Eddie's name disappearing from websites, including his own, you'll know that Rich is taking things too far. In my case, you can find me under the name of The Gentleman Gamer on YouTube. You can find me as The Gentleman Gamer on the Onyx Path Forum, and you can find me as Clack Click Bang on Twitter.
And for me, you can find me on pretty much all social media at Dixie Cyanide, which is Dixie like my first name, Cyanide like the poison. Until later.
And Rich. Mm-hmm. And Rich, if you're still there, if you're hanging around in the background lurking like some underbridge troll, do you have a social media presence, and how can people follow and track you?
Well, I'm all over the Onyx Path stuff. Just send stuff there. But beyond that, I'm having a little trouble with these knots with Eddie. I gotta go.
Okay, well, many worlds, one Pathcast. Thank you very much for listening.